Hey everyone, and welcome back. We're diving into something today that's going to be super valuable for anyone trying to figure out this crazy job market. And really, who isn't these days? It's all about skills first hiring.
Yeah, it's a huge change. Like, companies are totally rethinking how they look at talent.
So instead of just looking at what's on your resume, they're more interested in what you can actually do.
You got it. It's less about that piece of paper and more about proving you've got the skills. In fact, 78% of employers actually prioritize skills over a formal education.
Wow. Okay, so they're looking at skills, but then 92% of hiring managers are saying that those skills are even more important than a degree. So
exactly. Skills are king now.
Okay, so I get that skills are important, but what does this skills-first approach actually look like? I'm picturing someone showing up for an interview, and instead of handing over a resume, they just plop down a toolbox.
Well, maybe not literally a toolbox, but I like where your head's at. Think of it like this. You're hiring a carpenter, right? You wouldn't hire them just because they own a hammer.
No way. You'd want to see what they've built, like houses or furniture or whatever.
Exactly. You want to see proof. And it's the same in any field. It's not just about having the tools. It's about knowing how to use them.
That makes total sense. And actually, I read about this woman, Sarah. She's 34, and she landed a senior developer job, even though she doesn't have a background in tech.
I love those stories. Perfect example. Sarah taught herself to code, built a portfolio of her projects, and landed her dream job, all based on what she could do, not just her resume.
That is so inspiring. It gives me hope. Mm-hmm. But why are skills suddenly so much more important?
Well, technology is moving so fast. Like, the skills you need to keep up are always changing. Employers need people who can learn quickly and adapt, and then actually use that knowledge, like, to solve real problems.
So it's not just about, like, learning one thing and calling it a day. You've got to be learning all the time, right?
Exactly. And all this change, it actually creates a ton of opportunity for anyone who loves to learn. Like, it doesn't matter so much if you took a different path or maybe didn't go to college.
Yeah, I see that. It sounds like a win-win. Mm-hmm. Companies get the talent they need, and people find jobs they actually love. But I do have a question. When we talk about skills, I always hear hard skills and soft skills.
Yes.
What's the difference?
Okay, good question. Hard skills, those are your technical know-how, the stuff in your toolbox. Think like coding, data analysis, or knowing specific software.
So those are the skills you can, like, measure, and then soft skills are more, I don't know, personality.
It's more about how you work. Things like communication, teamwork, being able to solve problems, and how adaptable you are. Basically, what makes you a good person to work with.
So they're both important.
Oh, totally. Let's look at, like, a project manager.
Okay, yeah. What hard skills would they need?
So project managers, they have to know agile methods like Scrum and how to manage stakeholders, mitigate risks, and definitely those project management tools like Jira.
So organization and tech skills. What about soft skills for that job?
Communication is huge. Written and verbal. You got to be able to explain project goals really clearly, know how to delegate and keep everyone on the same page, and then being able to solve problems that pop up.
Like, you're the conductor.
Yeah.
Keeping the whole orchestra in sync.
That's it. And then some nice to have skills would be like understanding the technical stuff of the project itself and being able to manage like international teams and all the different cultures.
So we've got a sense of the skills, but how do we figure out what we're good at? Where do we even start?
You got to do a skill audit. Basically, take stock of everything you can do.
Hold on, a skill audit? Sounds intense. Do I need, like, a special app for that?
Nope. Super simple. Grab a notebook, make three columns. One for skills, one for skill level, and then evidence.
Okay, so list out everything I know how to do, both the hard skills and the soft skills.
Yep. And then in the skill level column, like, rate yourself. Maybe on a scale of 1 to 5, 5 being, like, total expert level.
And evidence is where I prove I can actually use those skills.
Exactly. Think about past projects, problems you solve, stuff you're proud of, like maybe you gave a big presentation or organized a volunteer thing. Those are your skills in action.
Okay. I'm actually kind of liking this. It's like finding all these hidden talents.
I know, right? It helps you see your strengths and where you might want to, you know, improve.
So once I've got my skills all listed out, what then?
Then start looking at job postings that sound interesting. Go through the requirements, the responsibilities, and see how your skills match up.
Ooh, I like that. It's like a roadmap. I can see exactly what skills I need to land my dream job.
Yep. What other tools are out there? Well, LinkedIn has skill assessments you can take to, like, prove you've got those skills. And then you get a badge for your profile. Makes you look really good.
Oh, I've seen those. They got so many different topics.
Yeah. And then there's personality tests like Myers-Briggs. They help you figure out how you like to work and what jobs would be a good fit for you.
So it's not just about knowing what you're good at, but also what you enjoy doing.
Love that.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sold on the skill audit. But once I know my skills, how do I make them pop on my resume?
You got to tell a story, not just list stuff out.
Yeah.
So like, let's say you were in charge of social media marketing before. Instead of just saying that, you want to quantify what you achieved.
So instead of responsible for social media marketing, I should say.
Increased Instagram followers by 150% in 6 months by creating and using a targeted strategy.
Ooh, yeah. Now we're talking. It's not just what I did. It's what I achieved.
That's it. Numbers are your friends. And be specific, like generated $100,000 in sales with online campaigns.
So it's about showing the value I brought. What else can I do to make my resume amazing?
Put a skill section right at the top after your contact info. It's like saying, hey, this is what I can do. Let's talk.
Straight to the point.
And use visuals like skill bars to show your strengths.
So make it visually appealing and easy to read. Right. Think of it like a brochure, but for you. Okay, now what about the interview? How do you talk about your skills when you're actually face-to-face with someone? There's a trick for that. The STAR method. S-T-A-R stands for Situation, Task, Action, Result. It's how you structure your answers. So instead of just saying, like, I'm good at handling conflict, you tell a story using an example from your past.
Okay, so how does that work?
So they ask, how do you handle team conflict? First, you set the scene. Like, in my last project, we disagreed on how to prioritize features. Then you talk about what your job was in that situation. As a team lead, I had to get everyone on the same page.
Got it. So that situation and task. What about the action I took?
That's where you shine. Like, what did you specifically do? Like, I organized a brainstorming session so everyone could share their ideas. Then we came up with criteria for prioritizing.
Okay. And then lastly, the result.
Yes. How did it turn out? We created a roadmap that everyone was happy with. It helped us make decisions faster and stay on track.
That is way better than just saying I'm good at dealing with conflict. It's an actual story.
Right. Practice the STAR method and you'll feel so much more confident walking into that interview.
This is all great advice. But it's not over when you land the job, is it?
Definitely not. You have to keep learning. Always.
Makes sense. But how? Where do I start?
Think about what you're interested in, what new trends are happening in your field. Like maybe there's a new software you want to learn or a skill that could really boost your resume.
Okay, so I know what I want to learn, but how do I actually do it?
Well, we've got these amazing online learning platforms now, Coursera, LinkedIn Learning, Udemy, and tons more. They have courses and certifications for everything.
Yeah, I've tried some of those. It's amazing what you can learn just sitting at home.
Seriously. You learn at your own speed, whatever way works best for you. Videos, exercises, even hands-on projects.
It's like having experts at your fingertips.
I know. And they don't have to be expensive. There's Khan Academy, which is totally free.
Mm-hmm.
And then the paid ones, like Coursera, you can find something for any budget.
What about boot camps? I've heard those are really good, but also pretty intense.
They are. They're short and really focused, usually for fields like web development, data science, UX design.
So if you want to change careers quickly, that's the way to go.
Could be. It's very hands-on. You learn by doing.
Like jumping right into the deep end.
Uh-huh. Yeah. You're with other people who are learning, working on real projects, really fast-paced.
But what about college? I mean, a degree is still important, right?
Of course. Colleges and universities give you a solid base of knowledge and the credentials. But learning by doing on the job is important, too.
So look for chances to take on more responsibility at work, volunteer for new projects, or shadow people.
Yes. Learn from the people around you. And speaking of learning from others, don't underestimate mentorship.
I've had mentors who've really helped me. Having someone to guide you and give advice, it can be so valuable.
It really is. Look for people who inspire you. Go to networking events, online communities, connect with people.
It's about building relationships,
right?
Not just collecting business cards.
You got it. Be genuinely interested in other people, offer your help, and those connections will grow. And don't forget about self-directed learning.
That's a big one. We've got so much information online. It's amazing.
Right. YouTube tutorials, articles, podcasts. It's all out there. Make learning part of your everyday life.
It's like we have the power to create our own learning path, which is pretty cool. Okay, so let's say I've learned all these skills. Now, how do I show them to employers?
You can't just list them on your resume anymore. That's not enough. You got to make them come alive. Tell a story. Show them how your skills have actually made a difference.
I'm listening. Give me the secrets.
Number one, tailor your resume to each job. Do your research, Read the description carefully and highlight what they are looking for. Don't just send the same one to every company.
So be strategic.
Right. And use those keywords from the job posting. You want your resume to get noticed by the right people.
Okay. Makes sense. What else can I do to stand out?
Show them what you've achieved. Don't just say you're proficient in social media. Say, increased Instagram engagement by 200% by using a data-driven content strategy.
Ooh, now that's impressive.
See? And create a portfolio.
Portfolios are good for creative jobs, like designers, but can other people use them too?
Definitely. It's a way to show off your work, projects you've done, case studies, writing samples, anything.
That's like a visual resume.
Exactly. It takes your resume to the next level and make sure it's easy to navigate, looks good, and it's targeted to the right people. You can use a personal website or platforms like Behance, Dribbble, or even LinkedIn.
So many options. Okay, yeah. What about networking? I know it's important, but I always feel a little awkward.
It can be intimidating, but it's a great way to show off your skills and build relationships.
Give me your best tips. How do I actually do it?
Go in with the right attitude. Think of it as a chance to meet interesting people, learn about what they do, and be ready to talk about your skills and what you've done.
So practice my elevator pitch and have some good stories to tell.
Yeah. And don't be afraid to ask for informational interviews with people who are doing what you want to do.
I love those. Yeah. You get the inside scoop and make connections.
They're gold. And remember, it's about building relationships, not just getting business cards.
Okay, what about volunteering?
Volunteering is great. It's good for your soul and your career. You give back to your community and get valuable skills.
How do I find opportunities that match my goals?
Think about your interests and skills. If you're a marketing pro, maybe help a nonprofit with their social media, web developer, build a website for a community group.
Use your skills to do good and get experience at the same time. Makes sense. And then there's personal branding.
That's huge these days. It's your online reputation, how you present yourself to the world.
So what people see when they Google me.
Yeah, and what people say about you when you're not there.
Okay, so how do we build a good personal brand?
Figure out what you want to be known for, what makes you special. Create a good bio for LinkedIn. Share your thoughts online. Participate in conversations.
So be authentic, but also think about how I'm presenting myself.
Exactly. And keep it up. It's a continuous thing. Okay, that was a lot. But I feel so much better prepared to show off my skills now. I'm glad. Just remember, keep learning, keep adapting, and be strategic about how you present yourself. You've got this.
This has been amazing. We learned so much about finding our skills, showing them off, and even how to keep learning.
And don't forget, we'll be back for part two, where we'll be talking about how to actually build those in-demand skills and showcase them to the world.
I can't wait. See you all back here for part two. Welcome back, everybody. In part one, we talked about why the skills-first approach is so important and how it's like changing the whole job market game.
We covered how to figure out what skills you're good at, making your resume stand out, and acing those interviews. Remember the STAR method.
And of course, we can't forget about always learning new things, which is super important in a world where everything's changing so fast.
So now, in part two, we're going to get super practical. We're diving deep into how to actually develop those valuable skills that employers want.
Okay, I'm ready to get tactical.
Yeah.
But where do we even start? It feels like there are a million skills to learn and so many different paths to take.
Yeah, it can be overwhelming. The first step is to narrow it down. What do you actually want to learn? Think about your dream job, the industries that excite you, and those specific roles you'd love to land.
Okay, so once I've got a good idea of what I'm interested in, how do I figure out which skills are, like, actually in demand?
You got to do some research. Start with job postings. What skills keep coming up over and over again? You can also check out industry reports and websites of professional organizations in your field.
So it's like playing detective, trying to figure out what employers are really looking for.
Exactly. And once you have a solid list of the skills you need, then the fun begins. You get to explore all the different ways to learn them.
Okay, bring on the fun. What are some of the options?
Well, luckily for us, learning has never been easier. There are online courses, boot camps, workshops, mentorship programs. Seriously, something for everyone.
Let's start with the online stuff. They've gotten so popular, and for good reason.
I love them. They have courses on literally everything you can imagine. Data science, programming, marketing, design, even creative writing.
And you can learn from anywhere at your own pace. So convenient.
Totally. And there's a range of prices too. Khan Academy has amazing free stuff. Or you can go for paid courses on Coursera, edX, Udemy, Skillshare, and LinkedIn Learning.
I took a graphic design course on Skillshare a while back. The instructor was amazing. I learned so much.
It's like having the best teachers right there on your computer.
Yeah.
And you don't have to spend a fortune to get access to that quality of teaching.
Okay, online learning is awesome. But what about those boot camps I keep hearing about? They sound pretty intense.
They can be. Boot camps are shorter and way more immersive than, like, a regular degree program. They really zero in on teaching those in-demand skills, especially in fields like web development, data science, and UX design.
So if you want to switch careers or get those skills fast, boot camps could be a good option.
Yeah. And it's very hands-on. You learn by doing real projects.
It's like, just dive right in.
Exactly. You're surrounded by other people who are motivated to learn, and you get real-world experience. It really speeds up the learning process.
We've talked about online learning and boot camps, but we can't forget about traditional education. I mean, a college degree is still a big deal, right?
Definitely. Colleges and universities offer a solid foundation of knowledge and those important credentials.
And we can't forget about learning by doing, like, actual on-the-job training.
Absolutely. Sometimes the best learning happens when you're thrown into a situation and you have to figure things out on the fly.
So look for opportunities to take on new tasks at work, volunteer for projects, or shadow people who are more experienced.
Yeah, you learn so much just by observing. And speaking of learning from others, mentorship is so powerful.
I've had some amazing mentors who've really helped me. Having that guidance from someone you admire can make such a difference.
I agree. Think about the people who inspire you in your field and reach out. Networking events, conferences, online communities are great places to find mentors.
And don't forget, mentorship is a two-way street. You can mentor others too and share your knowledge. Everyone has something to teach and something to learn.
That's so true. Okay, before we move on, I want to talk about self-directed learning.
Oh yeah, there's so much information available to us now.
Seriously. YouTube tutorials, articles, podcasts, there's a wealth of knowledge out there. Take advantage of it. Make learning a part of your daily life.
It's so empowering to know that we can take control of our own learning. Okay, so let's say we've put in the work and developed those in-demand skills. Now, how do we showcase them to employers and make them say, we need this person on our team?
That's the million-dollar question. Listing skills on a resume isn't enough. You got to go beyond bullet points and really show them what you can do.
It's like storytelling, right?
Yeah.
Show, don't tell.
You got it. Your goal is to show how your skills have actually produced results and how those results will benefit them.
Okay, I'm ready for the secrets. How do I do that?
First things first, tailor your resume and cover letter to every job you apply for. Don't just send out a generic one. Take the time to read the job description and highlight the skills and experiences that fit that specific role.
So it's all about being strategic and doing your research.
Exactly. And don't forget those keywords. Applicant tracking systems are getting really good at picking those up. We want to make sure your application is seen by actual humans.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
What are your other resume tips? I want mine to stand out from the crowd.
Use numbers. Instead of saying proficient in social media marketing, say increased Instagram engagement by 200% by implementing a data-driven content strategy.
Oh, wow. I like that. It really shows what I can do.
Right. Another great way to stand out is by creating a portfolio.
I always thought portfolios were just for creative jobs like designers or writers. Mm-hmm. Can other people benefit from them too?
Absolutely. A portfolio is your chance to show off your skills in action. It could include projects you've worked on, case studies, writing samples, anything that demonstrates what you're capable of.
It's like a visual representation of your accomplishments.
Exactly. And it takes your resume to the next level. Employers can actually see your skills in action.
So how do I create a really good portfolio?
Make it easy to navigate, visually appealing, and targeted to the people you're trying to reach. And think about where you want to host it. A personal website is great, but you can also use platforms like Behance, Dribbble, even LinkedIn.
So many options. Mm-hmm. Okay, what about networking? It's important, but I always feel so awkward.
I hear you. Networking can be nerve-wracking, but it's such a powerful way to showcase your skills and build relationships that can open doors.
Okay, so how do I actually do it without wanting to hide in a corner?
Go in with a good attitude. Think of it as a chance to meet cool people and learn about what they do. Be prepared to talk about your skills and experiences, and don't forget to ask questions.
So practice my elevator pitch and have some interesting stories ready to share.
Exactly. And don't be afraid to ask for informational interviews with people who are working in the roles or companies you're interested in.
I love those.
Yeah.
You can get insider information and expand your network at the same time.
They're gold mines of information. Mm. And networking is all about building relationships, not just collecting business cards. Be interested in other people. Offer to help, and you'll be surprised at the connections you make.
What about volunteering?
Volunteering is amazing for your personal and professional development. It's so rewarding to give back, and you can gain valuable skills and experience that looks great on your resume and in your portfolio.
So how do I find opportunities that align with my career goals?
Think about your interests and your skills. Find organizations that need those skills. Are you a marketing whiz? Maybe volunteer to manage social media for a local nonprofit. Web developer. Build a website for a community group.
It's like using your superpowers for good and getting real-world experience at the same time.
Exactly. Last but not least, let's talk about personal branding. In the digital world, it's super important to have a strong online presence, one that reflects your skills, experience, and who you are.
So like my online reputation?
Yeah, it's how you present yourself to the world, what people see when they search for you online, and what they say about you when you're not around.
So how do I build a personal brand that stands out?
Start by thinking about what you want to be known for, what makes you unique. Write a great bio for LinkedIn, share your thoughts on social media, join conversations about your field.
So be myself, but be strategic about it too.
Right. It's an ongoing process. Just keep at it. All right. That was a lot of information, but I'm feeling so much more confident about how to show off my skills now. That's great to hear. Remember, put in the work, never stop learning, and be smart about how you present yourself. You can totally rock this skills-first world.
This has been such a great conversation. I feel so much more equipped to navigate this crazy job market and show employers what I'm made of.
That's what we like to hear. But we're not done yet. In part three, we're going to look ahead and explore how all the new technologies and trends are shaping the future of work. We'll talk about how to stay ahead of the game and make sure your career is future-proof, even in a world where the only constant is change.
I can't wait. See you all back here soon for the final part of our Skills First adventure.
Welcome back. It's the final part of our deep dive into the Skills First world. If you missed parts one and two, we talked about why skills are so important now and how to figure out what you're good at.
We even covered resumes, interviews, and how to keep learning new things, which is super key in today's world. Right, because the job market is changing so fast. So in this last part, let's look ahead. What skills are going to be in high demand in the future? How do we make sure we're ready for whatever comes next?
It's like trying to predict the future, right?
Exactly. What's hot today might be totally outdated tomorrow. It can feel kind of overwhelming.
Yeah, I get that. But the main thing is to always be learning and be ready to adapt.
Okay, so adaptability. Got it. But what about those future skills? What should we be focusing on?
Well, one area that's just exploding is anything to do with data. Data science, data analytics, data engineering. Data is everywhere.
Makes sense. Data is driving so much innovation and decision-making these days. It's everywhere.
It is. Data is like the new gold. If you can analyze it, find trends, and use it to solve problems, you're golden.
So learning data skills is a pretty safe bet for the future.
Absolutely. Even if your job isn't all about data, having some basic understanding of how to work with it can give you a big advantage.
Okay, data skills. Check. What about artificial intelligence? AI seems to be taking over the world.
AI is definitely changing the game, that's for sure, and its impact is only going to get bigger. But that doesn't mean we all have to become programmers and build AI from scratch.
Okay, phew. So what kind of AI skills should we focus on?
Well, there's the technical side, of course, but there's also a growing need for people who can connect AI with business.
So people who can understand how AI works, explain its value, and find ways to use it to solve real problems.
Exactly. Think about jobs like AI product managers, AI ethicists, or AI consultants. They need that mix of technical knowledge and business sense.
Right. It's not just about the tech stuff. It's about seeing the bigger picture. So data, AI, anything else we need to know about.
Cybersecurity is huge, and it's only getting more important.
That makes sense. With all the data breaches and cyber attacks happening, cybersecurity is definitely top of mind for everyone.
For sure. Companies of all sizes need to protect their data and systems.
So what does it take to be good at cybersecurity?
Well, it covers a lot of ground. Ethical hacking, penetration testing, network security, incident response. It's a big field.
So there's something for everyone, from the techie people who love digging into code to the folks who are more about analysis and processes.
Yeah. And it's always changing, so there's always something new to learn.
Sounds like you'd never be bored. Okay, data, AI, cybersecurity. What else should we have on our radar? What's the next big thing?
This might surprise you, but soft skills are becoming even more important.
Wait, really? Soft skills? I thought we were talking about all this crazy new technology.
Technology is important, but it's just a tool. The things that make us human, like communication, collaboration, problem solving, and being able to adapt, those are the skills that will really set us apart, especially with all this automation happening.
So basically, those human skills are becoming even more valuable in a world full of machines.
Exactly. Think about it. Machines are great at processing data, following instructions, and doing repetitive tasks. But they can't replicate things like empathy, intuition, and creativity. Those are human strengths.
It's not about humans versus machines. It's about humans and machines working together, each one bringing its own strengths to the table.
That's a great way to put it. Okay, so we've talked about all these future skills. I gotta be honest, it's a bit overwhelming. How do we actually prepare for all of this? Where do we even start? I know it's a lot, but don't worry. Just break it down into small steps and focus on always learning and being flexible.
Okay, I can do that. Give me the steps.
First, embrace a growth mindset. Be open to new ideas, try new things, and don't be afraid to get out of your comfort zone.
Growth mindset. Check. Next.
Figure out how you learn best. Some people love a classroom, others like to learn on their own with online courses or books. Try different things and see what works for you.
Okay, find my learning style. Got it. What else?
Make learning a habit. Set aside time each day, even just 30 minutes, to learn something new. Read articles, listen to podcasts, go to webinars. Just make it part of your routine.
Make learning a habit. I can do that. What's next?
Connect with people in your field. Go to conferences, join online groups, and meet people who are pushing boundaries. Networking is key.
Network, network, network. Check. What else?
Don't be scared to try new technology. Download that AI app. Play around with a coding platform. Check out virtual reality. The more you explore, the more comfortable you'll become with these new tools.
Love it. Experiment and explore. Okay, what else?
Find mentors, people who inspire you and can share their wisdom. Having someone to guide you can make a huge difference.
Find mentors. Got it. That's great advice. I'm feeling a lot better about all this now. It's exciting to think about all the possibilities.
It is exciting. Just remember, learning never stops. Enjoy the journey.
This has been such an incredible deep dive into the skills first world. We learned about the changing job market, how to show off our skills, and even what skills will be hot in the future.
It's been a blast. And remember, it's never too late to start learning, growing, and building a career that you truly love.
So go out there, take on those challenges, keep learning, and keep those skills sharp. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.